AI Horizon Daily Brief for Monday, June 22, 2026. The lead theme today is AI moving from experiments into operational control planes, especially in security and infrastructure. First, CSO Online reports that Southeast Asia CISOs are treating zero trust as the control plane for AI agents. The takeaway is practical: as agents become digital workers, identity, data residency, and supply chain boundaries have to be enforced continuously, not bolted on after deployment. Second, the Hacker News highlights a related risk: legacy infrastructure can hijack AI agents. Attackers do not need to defeat the model if old identity systems, proxies, SaaS permissions, or forgotten integrations let them steer the agent from the side. For enterprise teams, agent security now includes boring asset inventory and permission cleanup. Third, Finance Magnates argues that AI agents are not simply replacing labor, they are reorganizing it. That is the right framing for workforce planning. The fastest changes are likely to be task-level fewer handoffs, more automation around research and operations, and higher expectations for workers who supervise agent workflows. Fourth, Security Week says more cybersecurity firms are disclosing impact from the Clue hack, including HackerOne, Huntress, Jamf, OneTrust, Recorded Future, Snyk, and Tanium. The pattern matters because third-party compromise can ripple across security vendors and their customers. Fifth, Interpol warns that phishing, ransomware, and AI-enabled scams are rising across Asia-Pacific. The report ties the surge to fast digitalization, organized criminal networks, and uneven security maturity. Bottom line, the AI story today is less about flashy demos and more about governance. Agents are becoming workers, attackers are looking for weak control points around them, and security teams need identity, permissions, monitoring, and third-party risk programs that assume automation is already inside the business.